BYU, Montana.
BYU, KB4CBA. Name is David. Good afternoon.
Here, David. Been over here in the parking lot going backwards and forwards trying to find my sweet spot so I could hit the repeater.
Wasn't it pretty good?
Down to this Quaker Steak and Lube, and I've got to be exactly in the right spot here or I won't hit the repeater. I sit over here for about half an hour every day, you know, waiting for time to go into work, smoke a cigarette.
Sounds like a whole lot of fun. Countdown, having to go to work. Get any of that. You're down in the noise now. I guess you need to change your location just a little bit.
It'd just be a matter of a couple of inches one way or the other, and I lose the repeater.
Well, you got it there. It sounds, it's got a little flutter in it, but you're solid.
How's this spot doing? I moved forward another couple of inches.
That sounds good.
Spray can and mark my tires so I'll know tomorrow where to stop at. I'm not quite in a parking spot. I got probably 4 foot sticking out in the front of the parking spot. But anyhow, I was just talking about setting up my retirement accounts and trying to get the budget to where it'll work, and the only way that's going to happen is to get this mortgage. I got another $50,000 to go, and I got about $40,000 saved up to pay on it, so.
Been there and done that. I tell you, we're really blessed that we, after my stepmother passed away, my dad went into assisted living. He gave us the house they were living in, which is it's only about 15 years old, and it's very, very nice and in a nice subdivision. So we are debt free.
For that, when my mother passed away, she actually left me $20,000 and said, "I'm tired of listening to you complain about that truck you're driving. Go buy you a new one." So thanks, Mom. Rest in peace for that.
KB4CPA. Well, yeah. Well, I'm glad you got your truck, a new one. I'll tell you, I'm retired, but my wife was working. She, but they let her go, I don't know, a couple of months ago. So, but she's not old enough for, Social Security and Medicare, so she's going to have to do something in January. I'm not sure what, but because she still needs insurance.
The thing that's got the missus worried, I'm only 63. I'll be 64 in June. That'll be another year before I'm good for Medicare, but then it'll be another 2 years before she'll be good for Medicare. So she's concerned about that. Now, she is working, but we own a travel agency, and of course right now nobody's traveling, so it's not been good. KO4 BYU.
that's that is one of the jobs that is affected by the COVID. But hopefully with the vaccine coming out, things will get back to normal. Well, I'm going to run. I'm sitting in the garage, and I went to the store to get my wife some tomato sauce. She needed it, and she's cooking right now, so I guess I better get it in there before she comes out here and fusses at me for talking on the radio. So I'll say 73s, and don't work too hard. And I hope you have a good day, good rest of the day. I'll stick around for your final. This is KB4CBA.
For that, Dave, if Mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. And if she's cooking, she's probably cooking for you. So, yeah, you need to get in there and get that sauce and get her going. So you have a wonderful day. 73's back to you. KO4BYU is standing by.